Hey, I'm Chris.
Hey, what's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep.
Yo, team, today we're diving into a super high-yield topic, BRCA mutations. You're going to see this on your shelf exam. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of how these genetic changes impact surgical patients, especially women at high risk for certain cancers. Chris, what's the lowdown on breast cancer incidence in the U.S. that makes this topic so important?
This is clutch. In the U.S., in 2017, there were an estimated 252,710 new cases of invasive breast cancer, and about 63,410 new cases of breast cancer in situ. Wild, right? And here's a kicker. Women have approximately a 1 in 8, or about 12% lifetime risk of developing breast cancer. The survival rate has actually been steadily increasing over decades, thanks to earlier diagnosis and better systemic therapy. This is why understanding BRCA genes is so critical. They're linked to a significant portion of hereditary breast and ovarian cancers.
So break it down for our peeps. What exactly are BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes, and what do they do?
BRCA1 and BRCA2 are tumor suppressor genes. They're crucial for maintaining the integrity of our DNA. Mutations in these genes cripple their ability to repair DNA damage effectively, increasing cancer risk.
Now, when should we, as medical students or clinicians, really suspect a BRCA mutation? What are the key red flags?
Great question, Mars, and this is super high yield for the shelf. Suspect BRCA mutations in patients with breast cancer before age 50, triple negative breast cancer, that's ER negative, PR negative, and HER2 negative, diagnosed at age 60 or younger, high-grade serous ovarian cancer, male breast cancer, a strong family history of breast and ovarian cancer. And don't forget, Ashkenazi Jewish ancestry has a higher prevalence of BRCA1/2 mutations.
Awesome. So if a patient has a known BRCA mutation, how does that change their cancer screening game, especially for ovarian cancer?
This is gold. For patients with BRCA mutations, high-risk screening starts early. Clinical breast exams every 6 months, annual mammography, and breast MRI starting as early as age 25, or tailored to family history. For ovarian cancer, here's the pearl. CA125 and transvaginal ultrasound, or TVUS, are not effective screening tools for BRCA carriers. Instead, the best preventative strategy is prophylactic bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy, or BSO.
Got it. So prophylactic BSO trumps screening for ovarian cancer. What about the timing of that BSO? Is it different for BRCA1 versus BRCA2?
Yep. Timing is everything. For BRCA1 carriers, do BSO after childbearing, typically by age 35 to 40, because ovarian cancer risk increases earlier. For BRCA2 carriers, BSO can often be delayed to age 40 to 45, since their risk tends to rise later.
That's some serious nuance. Let's talk about risk reduction beyond just catching cancers early. Any active steps to lower the risk for these high-risk folks?
Absolutely. Two major approaches: chemo prevention and prophylactic surgery. Chemo prevention includes drugs like tamoxifen or a selective estrogen receptor modulator, or SERM, can slash breast cancer risk by around 50% in high-risk patients. But here's a twist. Tamoxifen is more effective for BRCA2 carriers because their cancers tend to be hormone receptor positive. It's less useful for BRCA1 carriers since their cancers are often triple negative. Prophylactic surgery includes risk-reducing bilateral mastectomy that can cut breast cancer risk by 90 to 95%. And don't forget the BSO, which cuts ovarian cancer risk by about 90% and also lowers breast cancer risk in premenopausal women.
That's some serious risk reduction. Let's not forget about male BRCA carriers. What's the deal there?
True. BRCA1 has a slight increase in breast and prostate cancer risk, but BRCA2 carriers have a significant increase in male breast cancer, prostate cancer, and pancreatic cancer. So screening for male carriers includes annual clinical breast exams starting at age 35, PSA testing, and prostate exams starting at age 40.
And before we wrap this up, Chris, what about risk assessment tools?
The GALE model is a commonly used tool to estimate breast cancer risk, but remember, it's not for patients with LCIS or strong family histories, and definitely not for known BRCA carriers.
All right, team, let's lock this in with 5 high-yield facts. 1, BRCA1 and BRCA2 are tumor suppressor genes. Mutations significantly increase breast, ovarian, prostate, and pancreatic cancer risks. 2, BRCA1 breast cancers are usually triple negative, while BRCA2 cancers are often hormone receptor positive. 3, high-risk female screening includes clinical breast exams every 6 months and annual mammogram plus MRI starting around age 25. 4, CA125 and TVUS are ineffective ovarian cancer screening tools for BRCA carriers. Prophylactic BSO is preferred. And 5, male BRCA2 carriers face higher risks of breast, prostate, and pancreatic cancers. Screening is essential.
All right, team, good luck studying. We will see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.
Rock and roll.